This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and by Phillips 66. Lightspeed is pleased to announce the availability of the new Zulu 2. Stop by the Lightspeed Pavilion across from Hangar B at Oshkosh and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb.com, and I'm talking with Dr. Don Hillebrand. He's with the Argonne National Labs, and he's an expert in electric fuel, and he's here talking at the Electric Aircraft Symposium. He's going to give us an update on the work that he's doing and how he thinks it applies to aviation.
Thank you. Yeah, nice opportunity. We've been pursuing electric vehicles, ground vehicles, for the last 15 years or so. We're right now at the point where electric vehicles are starting to see application across the world, and especially in the United States. Sales are taking off. Some very interesting products are coming out. And as we look at these vehicles, we realize that the tools, the components, the batteries, the parts of these vehicles that were developed for vehicles, for ground vehicles, apply very well to electric aircraft as well. I'm here essentially to link up with people who are working in electric aircraft and find out how the tools we have fit together with the airframes and the tools they have.
And what do you see as the obstacles going forward in implementing this technology?
Well, aircraft are fundamentally different than ground vehicles. That adds part of the problem. It's an area that I'm not familiar with, and most of the people I've been working with, the chemists, the physicists, and the engineers, aren't familiar with the aviation aspects of the tools that we've been developing. So, first and foremost, there just hasn't been the link between the aviation world and the battery world. Secondly, there is no real specific government entity that's been standing over electric vehicles and helping referee or shepherd that development. So there's also no entity, me as a national lab employee, there's nobody for me to actually link up with on the government side and talk to and find out what kind of development there is, what kind of support there is, and what kind of needs there are. So the lack of communication between this world and my world is probably the biggest problem.
So mainly what you're working on then is battery technology?
Well, we work on a range of things. My lab has the responsibility for developing technologies that will eliminate or displace petroleum. We work on combustion, alternate fuels, hydrogen, analysis of all those things, turbine engines, but we also work on electric vehicles, plug-in, hybrids, hybrid vehicles, batteries, battery chemistry, and battery control systems. So we have a wide portfolio of research that we do, and frankly, we're not special advocates of any one of those types of technology. In fact, we're happy to see all these different types of technologies compete with each other with the hope that the strongest will survive. If it's not batteries, no problem. I would love to see a combustion regimen appear that's far superior to electric vehicles and to wipe all those things out. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon.
Okay. So do you see any of those other technologies on the horizon that might be of use to aviation long before the electric revolution takes place?
Probably the main competitor to electric aviation, and I think electric aviation is a fantastic idea, probably the main competitor to that is advanced cycle combustion engines that are engines we're working on right now that combine auto cycle, a spark-ignited cycle, with a diesel cycle that allow you to have the efficiency of diesel engines and the simplicity of gasoline engines both on the same engine. So what you end up with is a very clean, very smooth and efficient engine like a gasoline engine with 30% increase in efficiency like a diesel engine. We're doing development like this in the lab right now. Very promising. 30% boost in efficiency without a whole lot of costs or a lot of problems. So we're really excited about that possibility. There are a range of other technologies that may be competitive as well, especially a lot of the areas of advanced synthetic and advanced fuel. That said, electric aircraft may be superior to those things in spite of the fact that we're going to get the efficiency out of combustion. Electric is just so clean, so easy.
That's true. Now, those efficient combustion engines that you're working on, would they be lightweight and compact enough to be useful in a small GA airplane?
Well, I mean, we don't focus on aviation aspects when we do it. They're light and compact enough for a car. And that's the first step towards making them lightweight with aviation in mind. We don't lightweight them with aviation in mind at this point. Once again, these technologies are developed for vehicles, for ground vehicles, and the real technology that's developed is fuel injection, electronic controls, control systems. So those are really exciting things. Are they applicable to aviation? Absolutely. Do I know anything about aviation engines? Almost nothing, and that's the problem, is we need to link up with people who know the other aspect of it, the aviation aspects of it, and that's how we need to communicate. That's how the development is going to happen.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Nope, just that Oshkosh is very cool. I'm really glad to be here. I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thanks.
This podcast is brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by Lightspeed, with over 775 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry. It's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.